We begin by joining Blake Hodge, WCHL news director, who has been following a development in Chapel Hill. This one regarding Easttown, which is just off of 15501.
Yeah, so we've known that this was kind of coming for a little while, but UNC Healthcare has officially submitted a concept plan for review by the town's Community Design Commission, ultimately the town council, and this is in that Easttown area that you were talking about, Aaron. Directly adjacent to I-40 over in all of that area where Performance, which is about to be Wegmans, and I know you love to reference what things were before, so excited to see all of that change over in the...
I'm looking forward to what they rename it.
The State Employees Credit Union building, which formerly Blue Cross Blue Shield. And there's going to be a light rail station in there somewhere, maybe as well. Down
formerly
the road,
an empty field.
So this is a revamp of a lot of space that is already office space from UNC Healthcare. So as part of this proposal, there are six existing buildings out there. Five of those would ultimately, through this process, be demolished, and they would be replaced by two six-story buildings and then a parking structure as well. So it would be like a 5.5-story parking deck and two taller buildings as well to bring in a full kind of revamp, redevelopment of that site again, where there are already some office space there.
So I know this is sort of going back there. There are some like apartment complexes right up in front, and then there are some office buildings back in the back. What will remain, assuming all of this gets approved?
Yeah, and we can get to the timeline that they're
right.
hoping for and all that here momentarily. But it's more the office space that's, I think what you're kind of thinking of is back in the cul-de-sac-ish, a little more of that. And this is closer to the area that is approaching like Fordham Boulevard and 15. So the offices, as you, if you're coming like from the other side of it on, I guess that would be off of Weaver Dairy, trying to get back that direction, then the apartments that are off to your right, this is the area off to the left of that that has office space in there now.
Okay.
Walking
I was thinking
that.
There was an apartment complex back in there too, but I could be
there
wrong
may,
about that.
There may be, but yeah. I do not believe that is what
That's not
this is
here.
Concerning today. It's six specific buildings that are there now, and it's got the big pond back there,
and
all of that is conservation district. So that's one of the things that they point to in this concept plan is the 5.5-story parking deck that would front Easttown would allow for a smaller footprint and less impervious surface across a wide swath of the land there. So that's part of the proposal so far.
All right. Speaking with Blake Hodge, WCHL news director. So timeline for this here.
It's a bit of an accelerated timeline, and this is reading directly from the concept plan. It says, building on the superb relationship with the town of Chapel Hill will be instrumental if our goal of a summer 2018 construction start is to be achievable.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah, they would want to move this along pretty quickly. They've got the Community Design Commission meeting about this is tomorrow, and the town council meeting about it would then be next week. So they are certainly trying to get this moving along.
Explains and
this
is why they're buttering up the town with that superb relationship line.
Well, I mentioned at the beginning of this the part about trying to get this moving along and everything and why we kind of knew about it. The town has been preparing for this. They knew it was coming. They've been emailing with town manager Roger Stansel, has been letting the council know this is coming down the line. We don't have the concept plan yet as of those emails that he was sending over the last couple of weeks, but be prepared for this, and we're going to be getting it on the calendar pretty quickly.
So just sort of taking a look at this proposal, how significant of a project is this? Are we talking like two big, like all UNC Healthcare buildings?
Yeah,
like,
it'll be six-story buildings. They've got a few other things they're trying to incorporate into this, if I'm able to read through here as quickly as I can. 1,100 parking spaces would be part of that. Compact, walkable development, maximizing open space and green buffers. Again, reading directly from this here. Trying to incorporate high-density office space along that area where so many people are coming in and getting right off of 15501 there, off of 40 as well. So I don't believe they're trying to bring in a lot of other types of uses. I mean, I'm sure there will be things there that may be kind of focused on the people that are working there and things in terms of that type of other options, but I don't expect it to be developed into a major like retail portion of it or anything.
But like a pretty significant healthcare development.
It's big office space, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, yeah. And there is a UNC healthcare building, formerly Borders, right? The one that's right in the same parking lot with the Lowe's on the corner of Sage and 50 and Fordham. Yeah,
that's a big office space. What they would be hoping for here across the six-story buildings would be 300,000 square feet of office space. So it would be a significant development there. And, you know, a couple of six-story buildings there, another parking deck that's almost the same height there. So it would be a big project. They would hope, again, according to this proposal and the timeline that they're laying out, targeting early 2020 to open the first of those office buildings. So they've got six buildings there now. Five ultimately would be torn down. As they get started with this, four of those five would kind of go right away, and that would allow them space to build the new parts of it and then eventually knock that fifth one down as well.
So again, speaking with Blake Hodge, and this development proposal just officially coming today, although we've known about it for a while. What's next? There's a design commission.
Community Design Commission is on Tuesday. That's at Town Hall in the evening. It may be 7 or 7:30 start, but that's it's on the town's website now. It will be on our website shortly, as soon as we can get this information over there. I'm trying to find the exact date that this was submitted here, which is eluding me at the moment. 12/29 of 2017 is when these were kind of signed off on, but then it has to go through the kind of pre-process for the town staff reviewing everything to make sure that they have all of the information that they need before it can officially be released here. So
released today, but submitted earlier. Okay.
So we know a little bit about what they're proposing. We expect to hear some more feedback tomorrow with the Community Design Commission. Hopefully we'll be able to get some more information along the way with Mayor Heminger coming in this week as well for her weekly here on your show. And then next week would be the town council kind of going forward with this. They would have to give a conditional zoning permit there, and then subsequently and kind of at the same time simultaneously giving a special use permit for the specifics of the project.
All right, we'll keep following that. Blake Hodge, thank you so much.